Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. Russia and China are playing a key role in Syria today and will do so in the future as well. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Another interesting statement from John Bolton. Russia basically is stuck in Syria, but Iran must leave.
Remember, before the summit with Putin in Helsinki, there was a rumor floating about that the U.S. would offer them a trade where, you know, Russia could either get Iran out of Syria altogether or at least get them the 80 miles away from the border, and the U.S. might consider lifting some of the sanctions on Russia. That didn't happen, as we know. And they have launched more airstrikes, more than 30,000 airstrikes, than the U.S.-led coalition has against ISIS targets. So they are in their big time. They've also taken Syria as a proving ground for new weapons systems. I think the Russians are now looking for a kind of diplomatic way to reduce their involvement in Syria, and especially to get somebody else to pay for the reconstruction of Syria as this civil war winds to a close.
Boy, that is very interesting, Ken, because of the fact that the Chinese are considering going into Syria. I mean, this is really, I think, breaking news. And they say they're willing to put up the money and put up the manpower to reconstruct the war-torn state of Syria.
A strategic development, Jimmy, that frankly I don't think a lot of people saw coming. The Chinese are now offering publicly to help reconstruct Syria, to invest in Syria, and they're going to call this part of their Belt and Road Initiative, opening up the old Silk Road, right, from China up to Europe. The Chinese have been also, they've had naval exercises in the Mediterranean in recent months. This is pretty astonishing. So China is investing big time in the region, and it means it's no longer going to be the U.S. and the Russians competing, but it's going to be the U.S., the Russians, and the Chinese.
Ken Timmerman with details on the role of Russia and China in Syria today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken Timmerman's report revealed to us that Russia is involved in Syria today. But also there is a plan for China to rebuild the war-torn state of Syria for the future. These two major powers are key to the Middle East and the Bible prophecy found for these nations. Russia will be at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period. Now that's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2. Magog is Russia. China will be key in the end of the tribulation. That's Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. And the kings of the east are China today. The activities of both Russia and China in Syria is the precursor to Bible prophecy being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...